You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are joined now live by an actor, director, a Kiwi expat, one might say. They've kind of been renowned for their role on Riverdale as Penelope Blossom. They also came to direct a few episodes of Riverdale. But now they've put out a directorial debut for their feature-length debut. My goodness. We have Nat Bolt. I'm just going to let her explain. We have Nat Bolt on the line coming to us live from wherever she might be coming to us from. Was it from the US?
Yeah, from Santa Barbara.
It was from Santa Barbara. Okay,
hello,
cool.
Hello, everybody. Kia ora, kia ora.
Lovely to have you on the lines, Nat. How are we?
Oh, very good. Yeah, I've just had a fantastic screening of my film Holy Days.
Mm.
It's the world premiere, and it's been sold out. We've been turning people away. There's so much buzz, and Santa Barbara International Film Festival is one of the top 10 in the US, one of the favorites in the world. So, you know, you can't imagine the buzz and the excitement of getting Holy Days into a festival like this and it being such a smash hit.
Mm. Oh, that's super exciting. I'm really, 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 really happy to hear that, man. We'll talk about Holy Days in a second, but I want to talk about your origins because you're originally from South Africa. You moved to New Zealand in 2006. Now you're in Canada. Which place is more spiritually your home?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, I think you never forget your birth country. So I still have roots in South Africa, and I feel them often when I hear how raucous and rude I am. So that's my takeaway from South Africa. Maybe I'm a good dancer as well. I've got good rhythm. I like to think that's sort of my roots. And a wild sense of humor. But, you know, my New Zealand home is very much reflected in Holy Days. I call this film my love song to New Zealand, not only because of how much my heart is there, but also my son was born there, my son Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
And his roots are completely Kiwi, and he's coming back from Canada to live in New Zealand as soon as he can.
Oh, hell yeah.
And yeah, just kind of, you know, I've been working in Canada and the US for a few years because it's kind of where a lot of the shooting and the creation of content happens.
Mm.
Although New Zealand, of course, comes up with its own crackers every so often that are just like massive hits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Holy Days is a perfect example of.
Well, speaking of your new home, I saw a video on Instagram of you. You kind of stumbled across a mortally wounded Western Redback salamander. Do they live in your area? Do they live around your like house?
Yes, thank you for caring.
Oh, man. What's the sort of wildlife?
Yeah, they are. Oh, yeah, the wildlife nearby is like we constantly bump into bears, literally nose to nose. The salamanders, we live in a rainforest because Vancouver is known as Rain City, and so there's lots of salamanders that live in all of that wetness, you know, in the sort of in the moss and the forests. And there are cougars, there are bobcats, there are coyotes. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And, you know, going back to roots, I really love that, having been born in South Africa.
Mm, bringing back to all the predators.
Yeah, exactly. I need some predators in my life to keep my heart pumping.
Bit of danger, bit of spice. although you've directed TV shows, a few short films, and a music video, this, as I mentioned before, was your first feature-length project. You also wrote the script for this thing. It's an adaptation of a book by the same name by Dame Joy Cowley. What about this book sort of resonated with you so much that you wanted to turn it into a movie?
Well, it was more the fact that Joy Cowley, who became my surrogate mother in New Zealand and my son's surrogate grandma, because we had no family there.
Mm.
She and I had connected about the short film that I had made called The Silk. I made it with a friend who had introduced me to Joy's work. And I kind of went, she's amazing. And I love her connection to like the living and crossing over into the other side, because I have this fascination with that. And she deals with it a lot. And so when The Silk was a big success, she said, you should make this novel, Holy Days, into your debut feature. And I kind of looked at it, read it, and went, oh, wow, nuns on a road trip. This is unusual. I don't know that it's my jam. And she said to me, you know, it's the most cinematic and it's going to be a great film. And when Joy Cowley says that to you, you kind of go, yes, ma'am. What was great about it, though, was that she, you know, I worked very closely with her on it, and I followed the story of the book very closely. And then at some point she said, Nat, take the book and run with it, make it your own. Mm. And, you know, any screenwriter will tell you that's a dream come true. And so she always backed me, but at the same time, I wanted to turn it into more of a comedy. Mm. And so it became more and more comedic. Mm-hmm. And now I would say it's a full blown comedy, but it has a deeper meaning, some real sort of heartfelt moments, and it will have audiences both laughing and crying, as well as experiencing the nostalgia of 1970s New Zealand. Mm. So all of that attracted me to this book. Mm-hmm. It's like a return mm-hmm. to innocence.
Does Joy make an appearance in the film? Is she a cameo at all?
You know, we invited her because we were shooting in and around Christchurch, and she's in Dunedin, so she wouldn't have been that far away. But it's difficult for her because she has macular degeneration, so okay. she's quite blind, and not that keen to travel anymore. But she knows exactly. I've been keeping her up to date with everything that's been happening, and she'll be at the screening.
Oh, awesome!
The premiere in New Zealand.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Now, you mentioned before that she gave you a lot of creative freedom with adapting this thing. What was your methodology of that? You know, because it sounds like you were sort of taking a book from a different genre and putting into a different genre in a film. So that's quite a big exercise in adaptation.
Yeah, and I would say anybody who wants to adapt a book, go into it blindly and arrogantly and naively, just like I did, because it's incredibly difficult. And you might as well just stumble onto it and then not be able to turn back, just like I wasn't. You know, at some point you just go, this is so hard, but Joy's got my back and I can't let her down. Mm-hmm. So that's really all I can say. Although my next adaptation, which is going to be of a similar tone by a brilliant Australian writer called Karen Foxley. I can announce this today because I've just this morning been given the go-ahead. My next work will be Lenny's Book of Everything. And this is going to be my second book adaptation, even though the first one was so hard, but it's so rewarding because, you know, like with so many other adaptations that that we can all think of in terms of content, it's so great to have the talent of an incredible author behind you, because they have really dug into the characters and the story, and you have to pluck out the essence. But anytime you get lost, you can go back to that incredible material.
This is true. It's kind of like you're stumbling around in the dark, and the kind of lanterns leading you to a location.
That's right. Mm, yeah, exactly. It's a really deep and satisfying tapestry that you can draw on.
Yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Now that you have the experience of directing a feature-length film, I've got a very, very specific question. Who do you think is the most important person involved in filmmaking? Because I've got friends who went to film school who say it's the editor, but I want to know what you think.
In the whole process?
I think
I think we should speak a little bit to begin with about our incredible cast. Mm. So this film, Holy Days, stars Miriam Margolyes, the rudest older lady on the planet, absolutely adored by Graham Norton.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Everybody will know her. She's an honorary Aussie and, you know, a Harry Potter star, amongst many other things, BAFTA winner. Mm-hmm. She, along with Jackie Weaver, who's also a superstar, two-time Academy Award nominee, and Judy Davis, who is, you know, legend of global theatre and screen, they attract not only funding but audiences and support and trust from all the people who come on board. And you want audiences, you want people to watch your film. It can be brilliant, but you need your viewers. So I'd say that's a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. And then a talent like Elijah Tamati, who's our young star from New Zealand, who plays the little boy. Mm. But yeah, I think at the base of every film is a solid script. You know, you can make a good film from a bad script, but you can never make a bad film from a good script. I mean, you can try and mess it up, but if you have a solid good script as your basis, you've got a very
Promising foundation.
You've got a pretty good start, a promising start. Speaking of the editor, though, you aren't wrong, because we have an incredible editor called Carly Turner, who worked with me so closely throughout last year, getting this film in its current condition. And I'm actually married to an editor as well. And so often it's the editors who really, you know, make it sing and find magic and miracles in the footage that you have. So I would say editors are the unsung heroes of these of successful films.
Mm-hmm, for sure. You mentioned the powerhouse trio of Nuns with Miriam Margolyes, Judy Davis and Jackie Weaver. I wasn't actually that familiar with Jackie Weaver until I realized she plays the terrifying matriarch in the fantastic film Animal Kingdom.
Exactly. Are
you very familiar with that film?
Absolutely. That's how I met her as well. I was just blown away. Here's a woman who's, you know, her big break came at 63. And she's on screen, you know, with Guy Pearce and Joel Edgerton. And she just steals that film.
Completely.
Gets an Oscar nomination for that. Gets another Oscar nomination for Silver Lining Playbook. And then arrives on set. And we're thinking we're going to be dealing with this terrifying matriarch. And she's the sweetest, loveliest person you'll ever meet. So Jackie is now my other surrogate mum or sister. And she's just an absolute delight. And you'll see, when you see Holy Days, we call her the mouse that roared. You know, she's teeny tiny and she's just so fierce. And she brings us, you know, she brings us home at the end. And it's too wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, the film is releasing in New Zealand on the 26th of February. If you could watch it in any New Zealand cinema, on opening night, where would that be?
For me, it would be the Roxy in Wellington. It's just one of the favourites. I lived around there in Miramar, and it's just like...
I've been to the Roxy. That's a great theatre, yeah.
Yeah. It's run by wonderful people who, you know, are very community-focused, and they just, you know, they just want to bring the cinephiles together. And I just love so many theatres in New Zealand because they, you know, New Zealand has this incredible cinema-going culture and these plush, you know, velvet-lined, just happy places that you can go to and just let go of the world, forget the world for a while. So I wish I could be in New Zealand for one of the premieres.
But you're at the world premiere, which is much more exciting.
I'm at the world premiere, so I don't think
you're living it up in luxury.
But my heart and my spirit is with you all when it comes out on the 26th of February.
Yeah, hell yeah. Not too long. Thank you so much for coming on the program and taking time out of your very busy day to talk to me. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, opinions you want to leave us with?
I want to leave you with these thoughts. This film was done with the blessing of Arufenua Iwi in Christchurch, who gave us their blessing to actually use the image of Auraki. And so I think that brings the whole cultural spirit into the movie Holy Days. And, you know, go to this with your whānau, with your kids, with your parents, and just enjoy this feel-good movie that is just about finding the commonalities that we all have together rather than the things that make us different.
Mm-hmm. And making the most out of a bad situation, it seems like, is another theme of the movie.
Yeah. You'll see what he means when you watch the film. But yeah, it all comes to a very good lesson and a journey of magical things in the end.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Nat. Take care, man. Take care.
Thank you. Cheers, too.
Man.
Bye.
All right, folks, that was the director, Nat Bolt, director of the new film Holy Days, which is coming to New Zealand theatres on the 26th of February.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.